Rise of the Toxic Teacher.
I heard he had a podcast.
What's it called?
Oh, Dan with the Most. Gonna make the money. Goddamn, he's so funny. Wow. Toxic Teacher. Everything that's softly. He's easy to play every single fucking day. Toxic Teacher. Everything that's softly. Making money by being fucking funny. Toxic Teacher. Teaching fools, taking them to school. Toxic teachers, camping them softly. Ain't making money by being fucking funny. Toxic teachers, camping them softly. Teaching fools, taking them to school. Toxic teachers, camping them softly.
Survivors, get out of the way. Whoa! Checking out, everybody. I am here finally. This is what I believe is episode 10. I misnumbered. I even put it in the last, like the show title that we misnumbered our episodes. And I just want to thank you guys for coming. This is Camping Them Softly, an extremely unofficial Dead by Daylight podcast hosted by me, the Toxic Teacher. You can find me on all those social medias. Most of them, Toxic Teacher TTV. On YouTube, find me at The Toxic Teacher, youtube.com/ The Toxic Teacher. Now, sorry to scream in your ear like that, but we've got a bunch of exciting things that we need to talk about. A whole bunch, a whole bag, a whole mess. That's what my dad would say. He would say a whole mess of them. We got a whole mess of fucking things to talk about. I'm checking now on my podcast stats. This is episode. What? Is this episode 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, it's 9. It's 9. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What? No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is 9. I was 2 fucking off from last time. Okay. Apparently, we're still not in the fucking double digit. That can't be right. This cannot be right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 8. We're at 8. God damn it. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Welcome everyone to episode 9. This is episode 9. How do you feel about us being in episode 9? I feel pretty damn good. At least we're not in the double digits yet, man. Okay, so we're starting off a little slow here on Camping Them Softly. But what I want to do is I want to thank you guys again. I know I always start out with the big thanks. I always start out with something shitty. I want to be nice right now. We're going to start out with the thanks because there's a lot of shit we got to talk about. First thing, I want to say hello to apparently there are a lot of Dutch listeners who are now swarming this podcast. I appreciate all of you Dutch persons. What are they called? Dutch people. Hold on. Demonyms. Hang on. Demonyms of the names of nationalities. Here we go. Demonyms. Let me see here. Okay, so I'm on a demonym list with every country. Netherlands, where are you? Netherlands. Hang on, I'm looking. Here's Norway. They're Norwegians. Netherlands. Oh my God, there's a long list. Most of these are just like one word. So people from the Netherlands are known by a couple of different things. You could call them Netherlanders, Netherlanders, Netherlanders. You Netherlander. You call him a Dutchman or a Dutch woman. But Dutchman is like one word. Dutch woman is more like two. You can call him a Hollander. Or you could just call them the Dutch if you are referring to the entire group. So that's that. I think I'm looking at this list right here. That is the longest list of demonyms, which is from my teaching days. I taught geography. That's what you... That's the word for a group of people based on their nationality. Actually, there is one. I'm looking here. There is one longer. It is people from the United Kingdom. So this is interesting to me. See, I'm going off topic here. I don't give a shit. And I found stuff that's even more interesting. So you're going to hear this. They're going to hear something even more interesting than this. Okay. So if you need to fast forward like 30 seconds or whatever. So somebody from the UK, you can call him a Briton or you could call him British, the British. Somebody, you call him an Englishman, an Englishwoman. I don't know if it's appropriate to say Englishwoman. You have Scott. You could say, hey, Scott. And then they would be like, what? Or whatever they say. I don't know in Scottish what the word for what is. Or you could call him a Scotsman or a Scotswoman. You refer to somebody who's Irish, you know, as Irish. Welshman, Welshwoman. Northern Irishman or a Northern Irish woman, if you're from I guess it's a country of Northern Ireland. Or you could just call them the Northern Irish. We've got a couple others that are pretty interesting here. Someone who's from Trinidad and Tobago is Trinidadian and Tobagonian. Tobagonian. Hey, what's up, Tobagonian? And then you've got the Vanuatu people from Vanuatu or Vanuatu. 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 Is that pronounced Vanuatu? They're not called Vanuatuans. They are called Ni Vanuatu. I know these are terrible. These are terrible pronunciations. If you are from Vanuatu, please send me an email at thetoxicteacher@gmail.com, please. Or campingthemsoftly@gmail.com. Either one. We also have nothing else very interesting here on this list. You call a New Zealander a Kiwi. You could call someone from Monaco a Monegasque. That's not real. Oh, I was talking about in the stream. I was saying I want a follower from the Isle of Man. Are they on here? They're actually not because it's not its own country. Okay, that's interesting. That's probably it. I've lost most listeners at this point because you didn't come here to hear demonym talk, right? You would go to camping their demonyms or something like that. So anyway, that's that. I just want to thank you guys. You know, like I said, this has gone international. It's so funny that 40%, almost a full 40% of listeners are not American. And I've actually penetrated. Yes, I did say penetrated. My fucking stream deck. Oh, there it is. What? Oh, I have to push it like hard. You know, I need one that says push it real good. Anyway, so I have penetrated South America. We are now officially on the continent of South America. We have made it, everybody. I don't know what the laugh was for. There was that like entrance laugh. I don't have just clapping. I do have like cheering. And that seems a little way too excited. Come on now. Like, really? Well, I mean, no, I'm not trying to downplay you guys, but you know what I mean. So anyway, we are now in the country Brazil. Brazilians are now listening to this. I don't even speak Portuguese. I don't know if this gets translated. Probably not, because I'm a fucking redneck. I don't know if they translate redneck into Portuguese. I don't even know what you would call redneck Portuguese. Is that even a thing? I don't know. We're 8 minutes in. I haven't even said shit about shit. Anyway, so looking at the most recent episode, the Dutch are like all over it. Brazilians, you've jumped in. The Irish, not as strong as normal. I don't know what I might have said. Maybe you didn't like my co-host, my guest. He's not my co-host yet. Let's not call him that. He is a friend of the podcast, friend of the stream. Remember, I'm Toxic Teacher TTV, Old Town South, old_TownSouth. The interview with him, maybe the Irish didn't like it. I don't know. I pushed the button 4 fucking times. Anyway, I just want to go through. I'm fascinated by this. He's a former geography teacher. We got people from fucking Alvarado, Texas. I don't even know where that fucking is, and I'm in Texas. We got people from Utrecht. We've got people from Endicott, New York. We got people from Phoenix, Arizona, Harmelin, Utrecht, which I guess is near Utrecht, Utrecht. We've got people from Herborn in Hesse. I think that's Germany. The Hessians. Remember, they tried to come over here and now they're just listening to my podcast. And then Antwerp, which I believe is also in Germany. Is that right? I don't know. Anyway, so that's it. Thank you, guys. This is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I had such a good time last week with Old Town South. Talking about Deslinger, talking about this, that, and the other thing. Like, I had a good time and we got something cooking in the works. I think we may do a little challenge, like a little friendly challenge, if you will, maybe a streaming challenge that will make an excellent, excellent YouTube video series. You know what? I could probably edit some of his stuff. I like doing that shit. Anyway, so let's get to the big topics at hand, okay? There's a few things I want to talk about. I am going to go into the meat and potatoes now. We're going to talk about the new PTB. I saw they just released a Reddit post about 8 hours ago. I have not looked at this, okay? So this is fresh, straight off the top of my fucking bald ass head. Hang on, I'm going to try to do this. There we go. Yeah, that's good. It's not like intense laughter. It's kind of like, oh, he said bald. That's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. It's not this right here. So 7.7.0 is on the PTB right now. Now, big one. There's a new store. I'm going through this. I have looked at it for about 30 seconds. You'll have to forgive me because I'm going to be reading and kind of processing as we're going through it. So it says right here, they're testing out the new store. They're going to give everybody 6,000 Oryx cells. But those Oryx cells don't transfer to the live build. So once a PTB is done, everything you bought with those cells goes out the window. First thing there, this is my first complaint, is that Survivor mains will not be smart enough to read this and will be pissed off when their purchases don't carry over. They are not that intelligent. I'm trying to push my fucking soundboard. It's nothing. There, thank you. You're right, they're not that intelligent. So that's going to be that's my first thought on the very first point. We haven't even gotten to the first bullet. That's the note before the bullet. So here we go. New store available, replacing the previous. First part, they have a featured page, which is like all of the shit, like the latest releases and all that. Fine, good. Weekly gift allows players to claim free rewards during multiple weeks. If activated, rewards are renewed per week, meaning the unclaimed ones are discarded when the week is reset. Sounds mobily or kind of like some of the more like live service type games, right? Like a Fortnite or something like that. You know, they get free login and fucking spend your money. Specials page. They have a page just for the specials. Okay, fine, whatever. They have a collections, which is okay. You know, they've got all these different collections. That's one thing I do hate, though, is that a new collection comes out and you click it and it takes you to one person. I want to see the whole thing. I like it. That's fine. That's fine with me. Fine with me. They have a bundles page. Cool. They have killers and survivors where they can mix and match characters and cosmetics. Fine, whatever. Okay. Now it says right here, these are specific to mix and matching. Okay. Preview, you could preview a character cosmetic. Selecting character equipping cosmetic confirms their choice. Being able to preview. Okay, so you could preview from locked and unlocked cosmetics. So you're playing Barbie doll, right? So you're trying on clothes and whatever. That's cool. Fine, whatever. You could preview Killer's Mores, including with the outfits. That's fine. I dig that. There's other stuff I am not reading on here. Bio pages are on there. Showcase lore, height, speed, terror radius, power perks. All that, fine. Commons. What is this? commons. Unlocking is now done with the press and hold mechanic. The section for getting more orc cells is blah, blah, blah. Kill switched options. Search bars have been included. Added a celebration pop-up that you to tell you when you have unlocked content. Okay, fine, whatever. Okay, Shrine of Secrets. Shrine of Secrets was taken out of the store and placed in character lobbies to be closer to the loadout in Bloodweb. Okay, whatever. That does almost nothing for me. Okay. Match details menu. Now, hang on, I'm reading here. During a match, when you open the match detail window, you can see players can see their equipped perks. Okay, whatever. Can you not see that? Or can you? You can't see everybody's perks. You can see yours, but I thought you could see that before. Anyway, I'm bored. I'm bored with this shit. Okay, let's go. Twins. That's we talked about, I think, a lot of this twin stuff. So I'm not gonna go back into it. I don't think there's anything. Okay, visual terror radius includes Victor's grunts. That's fine. Victor glows red when he's vulnerable to being crushed. A lot of the stuff is the same. Basically, they're making it kind of better. There's a better back and forth with Charlotte and fucking Victor. So that's fine. That's fine. That's cool. I dig it. Blight, they're trying not to make him slide off objects. Ultimate weapon. We already went over this. I'm not going all over everything again. I am not really sure of any huge things that are just like insanity on here. We already talked about this. The unhook interaction may no longer be canceled partway to avoid being able to keep someone on the hook maliciously. You can keep somebody on the hook maliciously. Huh, that's interesting. I did not know that. Okay, so that's that. There's nothing large. You can mix and match cosmetic. Like a new store. Okay, great, great. Other than that, we've already gone over everything. So I guess there's not a whole lot to go over on that end of things. So now let's transition a little bit. I need some kind of transition, something. I don't have a train. See, my buttons don't even fucking hang on. Do I have a transition fart? Do I have a transition? No, I notice it's not working. It was working whenever I would. Hang on. Is that one working? I notice some of my buttons are not. It's not recording some of my buttons, but it is other ones. And I don't know why. And I don't even know if you actually heard all that shit. I don't think you did. But anyway, I was just pushing random fucking buttons. Anyway, so here's what's been going on lately, okay? So I've been watching all these videos of these different, top tier fucking, high MMR ass streamers. And actually, I want to switch gears for a second, actually. Can I be precluded from being a fog whisperer if I refer to another prominent streamer as a quote unquote fucking dick? I'm going to say I shouldn't be. I'm going to say I should still be in the running someday, 10 years from now, to be a fog whisperer. Whenever Dead by Daylight has four players left and I'm one of them, I should be one of the three fog whisperers out of those four players, because there's going to be one that they don't pick. Because he's so fucking toxic, Randy, that he's not going to be able to do it. But the other three will all three be fog whisperers, and we'll be promoting the game whenever they have moved on to Fortnite 7 or fucking God knows what. So, but my question is, like, I call a guy a fucking dick. He's a fucking dick. Okay, I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to get into that. But I just is his videos and his shit, like I'm high MMR. I'm not going to go into the whole MMR thing. But we don't know what our fucking MMR is. I don't know what mine is. I'm going to assume it's low, but I don't know that. I could have the fucking, I could be the Ots Darva. I could be the Ots Darva's Ots Darva. I could be the best Dead by Daylight player out. I wouldn't even fucking know it. Doubt it. Highly unlikely. But I could. You could. Probably not you, but me. More likely me, not you. Yeah. It's funny, right? So, I don't know where I was going with that. Where was I going? Now I've totally fucking forgot. I need to have a script or something here. So we were going, So we were going into, I've been watching all these streamers, right? And I've been going back through old streams and just watching. It's what I do for fun. There are not a whole lot of streamers I watch, but there are a couple I like. Ots Darva, obviously. I mean, I think almost everybody likes him. I don't know a whole lot of people that don't. I've never heard a lot of negative talk about him, but maybe it's out there. I like him. There's an Argentinian streamer I really like, Agustin Unaplay, I think is his name. I dig him. He's like, that helps me with a little Spanish stuff. And one thing I noticed, they do these killer streaks, right? Especially Ots. He's famous for his 50 win, fucking 12 escape with fucking keys and doing two gens and getting one heal and blindfolding himself and then fucking sitting on a box of matches or whatever. You know, he's got this streak shit down, right? Number one, it makes for good fucking content. Number two, it's a way to make the game more interesting, right? So I've been looking. I'm like, I want this game to, I want to be fucking interesting. I want my streams to be better, too. Why can't I be on Starva? Make that kind of, you know, whatever. So here's what I did. I'm trying to think. Me and my friend, not my co-host. He's not a co-host. Don't get it wrong. He's not a co-host. That's all his listeners right there. I'm trying to take all his listeners away. All of his viewers. I'm trying to siphon them. I'm vampiring. I'm trying to, because I've only got like three. I need all of his. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to come up with something like some kind of a challenge or something like that for the rest of us. Those of us who are not top tier MMR, like the fucking dick. Then we're just regular players, you know, we got lives. We go to work, we come home, we eat hot Cheetos and lie. And then we play Dead by Daylight and then go to sleep in a puddle of our own Celsius energy drinks. So here's my idea, okay? The idea, instead of 50 wins, I'm going for fucking 5. That's all I'm trying to do. And what I want to do is I want to go for pick a killer, fucking any perks, any add-ons you want. Go for 5 wins. A win is 3K. Now, most of you guys say I do that shit with my pants pulled down and my fucking thumb and my something. But guess what? We're not all as good as you, motherfucker. Hey, that's a good laugh. That one's better than this other one, actually. Hang on. That one's too much. That was good for this, motherfucker. It's like, he said motherfucker. This one is the better clap. The other one has the laugh at the beginning. Hang on, stop. See, that one's got the laugh. This one doesn't. I need to move those on my soundboard, actually. So anyway, I want to do 5 fucking wins and 3 kills. 3 kills is a fucking win in my book. So I start this shit and I turn into a fucking monster, apparently, whenever I actually have something to play for, because I'm not fucking around. I'm actually trying to get shit done. And I'm trying to get shit done on a killer I'm not great with, which in this case was Xenomorph. I fucking was sweating goddamn bullets and screaming to the point that, like, I stopped streaming and I'm talking to my wife. I see my wife a little bit after that. And she's like, are you okay? Do you have allergies? Like, your throat, your voice sounds different. I'm like, no, I'm fine, honey. That's fine. That's fine. In reality, I'm like, fuck! for like 2 hours straight. Now, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you, like, what I want to do is I want to see how many attempts does it take me. And that's something that they don't really tell you, I think, on these streaks, is how many times do they get reset back to zero if they don't get the streak? I want to keep track of that. So I'm on like attempt three. I've gotten reset three times. I think first time I made it to two fucking wins out of five. I know I'm fucking terrible. You know what I'm going to say, though? My MMR is so fucking high. I am playing against the best of the best. It is fucking three-dimensional chess every single match. You wouldn't even believe what these matches look like. They look like now, see, it goes off. I had this. See, and it goes off right in the middle of my fucking sentence. So anyway, I'm turning into this beast. I'm like sweating. I'm like, fucking God, fuck, shit, fuck. And this is why I'm not going to be a fog whisperer. Also, given the fact that there's a streamer I call a fucking dick. Anyway, so here's what got me. And here's why I was talking to OT, Old Town South. I was talking to OT, my friend OT. And we came up with a podcast topic, or I didn't come up with it. And he didn't come up with it because we're not that smart. I'm lumping him in. He is a half a brain cell smarter than me. That's about it. Like he can go like get groceries at the store. That's how much smarter he is than me. He is able to get to the store and get groceries. Me? No. So anyway, here's why I'm telling you this story. Okay. I'm telling you the story because I don't normally get people talking shit about my gameplay. Doesn't normally happen all that much in the post-game chat or in the room, you know, in the Twitch chat. Had a group that was fucking sweaty as all fucking get out. They were, it was pedal to the fucking metal the entire match. And I had to fight like I'm fucking fighting from underneath to get these bastards. They are swarming the hooks. They are as altruistic as you could believe. At one point, like I go to hook somebody, there are three fucking people body blocking me, so I can't get one kill. Now, I'm not the best fucking looper in the match. I am definitely not the best with Xenomorph by any stretch of the imagination. I am definitely not the best with a competitive Xenomorph. You give me a fucking break with that. But I'm doing what I can, right? So I end up, I think I got 3K. I think I got my three. I don't think I got four. I'd have to go back and look at it. But the thing that pissed me off in this match is there was a Dwight that was running boil over and flip flop. Okay, for those of you who don't know, hang on. I'm looking it up. Perks, Survivor Perks DVD. Survivor Perks DVD. Okay, here's what it says. Survivor Perks Dead by Daylight. This is what I want right here. Fucking, let me go. Boil over. So boil over is the one that increases your wiggle, right? So it increases your wiggle and it obscures the aura of hooks from the killer. So if I'm carrying somebody, I can't see hooks that are real close. Now, if we drop from a height, and this is a newer change to it, if we drop from a height, it fills the wiggle meter even more, right? So if you're carrying somebody and you drop down from second floor or some, it's going to wiggle even faster. Okay, so there's that. That's boil over. Next one was flip flop. Now with flip flop, that's an Ash Williams perk. So what that does is whenever you're put in a dying state, you know how you recover, right? You're pressing a recover button. 50% of your recovery goes toward the wiggle meter. So you've got something that makes you wiggle faster, and you've got something that whenever you're recovering, that makes you wiggle fucking faster. Both of them together, fun. That's a fun little survivor fucking thing, right? So we're in a map. I don't even remember the name of the fucking map. The second story. Okay, second story. I think it's a chapel. Second story, there's that gen up there, right? Dwight, that dumb bitch, keeps going up there and letting me down him. He didn't at first. This did not happen the first time. I actually got him up there, picked him up, dropped, figured out he had boil over and flip-flop. He escaped, right? Second time I catch him up there, he just lets me have the down because he knows what's going on. He strategically placed himself to where there was absolutely nothing I could do. Now, let me ask you, Killer Mains, you people of logic, intellect, and culture, what would you do in that scenario? Second floor, Dwight, not really near any convenient hooks. He has boil over and flip flop, and it's obvious that he has both. What do you do? I'm going to wait here. I'm going to wait here. And I'm going to push a fucking sound. What is this one? Oh, that's like if I start kissing somebody on stream. Okay, that's probably not the right one. So here's what I do. I fucking slug his ass. Right? Right? That's what I'm saying. So I slug his ass. His ass was down half the match because I slugged him about four different times. Right? Because I have to neutralize him the best way I can. He keeps going back to that fucking same spot. So anyway, I end up getting my 3K. I either got a 3K or a 4K. I think I was able to get Dwight on ground level and was able to fucking hook him out. A little camping at the end, obviously. I mean, the gens got done. So in the post-game chat, they say I'm the one that's fucking toxic. Explain it. Please, Survivor Mains. You Survivor Mains, which are not European. I know you're all fucking American. I know you all bought the God Bless the USA Bible. Let's get it straight here. Come on now. If you haven't seen it, look it up. You Survivor Mains. You professional. Oh, shit. I was going to have a term for you guys. You Survivor Mains. Professional. Oh, no. Professional complainer is good. Complaint artists, maybe. Complaint artists, belly achers. Hang on. You know what I can do here? Let me see. I'm going to go to my good friend AI. Give me a provocative name for a group of players in Dead by Daylight. You know what? For Survivor Mains. For Survivor Mains in DBD that emphasizes the fact that they constantly complain and have a severe sense of entitlement. Here we go. Let's see what this says. I cannot fulfill this request. Creating names that intentionally insult or demean a group of people promotes toxic behavior in gaming communities. It's counterproductive to a positive and enjoyable experience for everyone. Here's what it says I should do. It says I should suggest balanced gameplay discussion. Instead of name calling, you could open a conversation about specific in-game mechanics you find unbalanced or frustrating as either a killer or survivor player. Focus on skill building. Promote discussions that center on developing strategies and techniques that any player can use to improve their gameplay. What the living fuck? AI has failed us. Okay, pretend you are a professional name creator for groups of people. Give me a name for entitled Survivor Mains. Here we go. Usually, okay, I understand the premise you're going for, but I still want to emphasize that fostering healthy communities is essential. Oh my God. It says the Just One More Chance crew. Oh, good God. It says the Gen Jockeys, the Flashlight Brigade, the Unhookables. Oh, Jesus. Mother of shit. That's going to be a thing. Somebody's going to say, we're the Unhookables. Fucking, what do I call them? Hookables? The Hookers. Wait, no, the Killers are the Hookers. We're the Hookers. They're the anti-hookers. I don't know. Okay, what was I getting on? What was I? Okay, so let's get back to it. What the fuck do you want me to do? Because he's got boil over and flip-flop. He's on the second fucking floor half the match. What am I going to do? Slug his ass. And that leads me to another point. Somebody on Facebook was fucking freaking out. You notice I'm starting to get like I'm at like an 8 now. I was at like a 4 when we start. I'm at a fucking 8. Because this is the way it fucking works on this show. And yes, I understand you can hear me breathing in. I'm having a hard time because I start talking. I'm trying to calm down and I'm trying to take breaths away from the microphone. That way you don't have to hear all the time. This sounds a lot better, doesn't it? I'm at about down to a 3 now. But let me go back to what I was talking about. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, this comes back to that whole shit of do killers have to play the way survivors want them to play? Why are you trying to dictate to us how we're going to play? If we are here to have a good time, I fucking work at my job. I come, I fucking drive home in fucking terrible ass Dallas ass traffic. And if you are from anywhere near Dallas, I know you Hollanders, you Netherlanders, you Vanuatians, Vanuatuatians. Do I need to cut that out? Jesus Christ. I didn't even think about what that sounded like. I'm getting a little animated. Anyway, I'm not going to cut it out. We'll leave it in. It's staying in. It'll be weird on the transcription, but maybe it won't catch it. Anyway, what the fuck? Oh, this is terrible. This is like, this is just a descent into madness. And that's what I love about this. You're not going to hear this on any other Dead by Daylight podcast. You won't even hear it on that one fucking dick stream. Because whatever. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, we were talking about boil over and flip-flop. Okay, he's got boil over and flip-flop. Slug him! And the thing is, we had that. Okay, this is where I was going. This is where I was going. Facebook post. Why are you fucking camping? Why are you fucking tunneling? The unhookables keep saying that. Why can't I come up with it? Give me something. Give me fucking something. Okay, anyway, I'm gonna find something. If you have a good term that I could say, like professional complainers or the complaint crew, I don't know. That's not good. I need something a little bit more. You know what I mean? I'm looking for a name for this group. I was going to say, like, there's one, but it has political overtones to it, so I'm not going to say it. It's not what you think. It's not what you're thinking. But they were doing the whole same fucking Facebook, Reddit. Hey, you're tunneling me! Why are they tunneling? I was in a game and he tunneled me and it was awful and I fucking complained to my parents. It was awful. So anyway, of course, I'm going into the comments section. I'm busting down that door, bitch. And I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. And I'm part of this came from Odds Darva. The idea that tunneling is the best strategy that we have now because every other strategy has essentially been rendered ineffective, right? Camping used to be an effective strategy. It was, you know, the anti-face camp meter, obviously. Hit and run at one point was pretty effective. Now with all the healing stuff, that's no longer it. What else do we have at that point? What do you want us to fucking do? And a killer main came to my defense. A righteous and holy killer main joined the toxic cathedral and said, well, you know, tunneling might not be the answer. Slugging and tunneling might be the answer. Oh, I could do the clap, can't I? Don't I have that clap? Yeah, there we go. That is slugging and tunneling might be the answer. I agree 100%. Like, dude, yeah, hey, complain to the developers. Like, what do you fucking want? I tell you what, these groups, there is a certain subset of players in Dead by Daylight that would love it if it was just Generator Repair Simulator 2024. And that's, just take the killer out. Just no killer. All you do is you go find a gen, you hit R1 and fucking hold it, or you hit fucking whatever you hit on the fucking keyboard, hit the F, Alt F4, whatever you fucking hit. I don't know. And then you just repair 5 gens and then leave. And then there's no drama, no tension, no skill, no fucking nothing. You're just fucking repairing gens. Is that what you fucking want? Answer me! anyway, so that's that. I had to put, my blood pressure was getting to the point where I had to put this whole Xenomorph streak on hold. I'm actually going for a Deathslinger streak. I'm a little bit better with Deathslinger. I need an easy win to begin with. That's how you should start your day. I'm giving you life advice. Papa Toxic is giving you life advice. Padre, is that sacrilegious? I call myself Padre. I don't know. Hang on. Let's ask the AI religious advice. Is it sacrilege if I refer to my toxic teacher Twitch persona as Padre Toxic? I feel like it'd be offensive if I said Padre Toxico. I think that would be okay. Yes, using Padre Toxic as a Twitch persona could be considered sacrilegious and disrespectful. Here's why. Let's delve, shall we? I always loved delving. And we're about to delve. You delve into topics so you could delve into, like, mines. Those are about the only two things you could delve in. We're going to delve in this, though. Religious connotations is the first reason I should not be calling myself Padre Toxic. The word padre means father in Spanish and Portuguese. Hey, my Brazilian, do you hear it? Padre. Anyway, he'll understand that, or she. I don't know what you got. Brasiliana. Is it? I don't know. Anyway, it is a direct reference to a priest or other religious leader within the Catholic faith, holds a position of respected authority, and that's what I demand. Why can't they respect me in this fucking community? I don't care about in the church. I care about here in the church of the entity. I am the high priest of the entity's church. And you shall. Oh, where is this going? Somebody's going to take all this shit. They're going to edit it up into out of fucking context. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. I may just do it myself. Why don't I get out in front of it? Just start editing all this bullshit. Anyway, it says juxtaposition is another reason people might be offended. Combining a religious title generally associated with guidance and virtue with the word toxic creates a jarring dissonance. It doesn't just create dissonance, it creates a jarring dissonance. Why do my fucking buttons work? There, thank you. Toxicity is often associated with harmful behaviors, the complete opposite of what many people associate with a religious figure. Thank you. Potential offense. While you might not intend direct offense, many people of faith could find the name choice insensitive or even blasphemous. Consequences. Here are the consequences on me, if I start referring to myself as Padre Toxic. Are you ready? Number one, limited audience. Too late, bitch. This name might immediately alienate a significant portion of potential viewers who find it offensive or disrespectful. Okay. Most people find me offensive and disrespectful. And most people disrespect me and offend me. So what's the fucking difference? Thank you. Negative branding. It could attract a niche audience of people who enjoy edgy, or controversial humor, but might damage your persona's reputation in the long run. That's what I care about, the long run. Actually, I'm never going to be famous. What the fuck, man? This thing is blowing up. This podcast is getting bigger. It's not blowing. Hang on. Sorry. It's not blowing up, but it's increasing at a steady clip. Actually, a pretty significant clip. Anyway, it says right here, the other thing are Twitch guidelines. They have guidelines against hateful conduct. Really? We fucking play Dead by Daylight. You're seeing him. Okay. So it says right here, here are the alternatives I've got. If you want to convey an edgy, toxic persona, try these instead. Replace Padre with a more neutral term or a made-up title that does not have religious connotations, or focus on the toxic aspect with words that might be less directly offensive but still convey the persona. For instance, e.g., the caustic commentator, the sarcastic sensei. I don't know if I like either of those, but what I am going to ask, hang on. I need some water. Hang on. I'm too lazy. I am too lazy to edit all that shit out right there. The whole getting a drink, I'm not editing that out. Replace Padre with a more neutral term. Give me some more neutral terms for Padre that will still be antagonistic. Yeah, there we go. We're checking. I'm checking. I'm waiting. We're 45 minutes for what the fuck ever. The coach? It implies authority without a religious content. The professor, the guide. Oh, good Lord. The taskmaster. The toxic taskmaster. Taskmaster toxic. The overseer, the strategist. What the fuck? Like, no, this is the list of more antagonistic. Taskmaster, overseer, strategist. That's not antagonistic. Okay, I think I have sufficiently worn myself out. So I'm on a two win streak. This is Thursday, the 4th. We got the fucking eclipse coming in like 4 days. But we got that coming. Also, guys, if you want to come by, I've been doing some AI fucking bomb ass theme songs for viewers that come in. If they want a theme song, they tell me a few things about themselves. Bam, I get you a fucking theme song. You've heard mine. These are amazing. Now, I'm trying to get with OT, my friend OT, Old Town South. We're going to come up with some kind of a challenge to each other. I don't know what it is. It's going to be fucking like each kill is a certain number of points. We got fucking 5 games. Whoever can get the most points fucking wins or something. We're still working that out, but I'm excited. And then we're going to probably have discussions. I think that's what we should do. We should play. We'll have our individual streams, right? And then we'll fucking round up to discuss. Like, what went well, what didn't, why I'm fucking better than him, and why does he get to go to the fucking grocery store and I gotta stay home and watch for the fucking mailman? I don't even know what that fucking means. I don't even know where I was going with that. You start a sentence, you don't never know where it's gonna go. Anyway, so I don't know. Don't know what else is going on with Dead by Daylight. I did see that Unreal Engine in the new PTB. It's on the new Unreal Engine 5. I don't know what that's going to mean for the game. I don't know if it means anything. Maybe it'll mean fucking, I don't know, something. What would it even mean? Somebody tell me. Maybe performance. Betterness. I'm tired, dude. See, this is what happens, man. I've been talking for 47 fucking minutes. I take it 3 breaths. Anyway, I hope you guys have been enjoying. Seriously, keep coming by. Keep those 5 stars. Give me a fucking 5-star and screenshot it and send it to me. All fucking, we need to do some kind of a fucking giveaway. I want to give away something. I want to give it away worldwide. I don't care if I got to ship it to fucking Sao Paulo. I'm talking to you, Randy. Hey, what's a Spanish? Is there a Brazilian form of the word Randy? Of the word Randy. And I'm talking about the name, not the horny. What is Randy in Brazilian? It says right here in Brazil101.com, Randy in Brazilian is Randy. What is, oh my God, what the fuck? Randy. What is Randy in Irish? Ronald. I pressed it. Is that Ronald? It's Ronald. I'm sure Ronald is listening to me right now. Remember, I'm huge in Ireland amongst the Ronalds. In Derby. And in fucking Leinster. Okay, I'm on fucking off topic. I don't have any more Dead by Daylight shit to talk about. My stream schedule, I'm trying to get with work. The stream schedule's kind of been weird because it's kind of fucking this week I can do these days, this week I can do these days. I'm going to get something out there on my socials, like a fucking, I'll do like a poster or something. It's like, okay, this week I'll stream these days. This week the podcast comes out these, you know, whatever. I'm going to shoot for an every Tuesday cadence on the podcast. That way, you know, like Tuesday morning, Central Time here in Dallas, we're getting a fucking eclipse. And apparently there's so many people coming, like jobs are canceling work. That's weird, right? That like there are so many people coming into, we can't handle it because people want to look at the fucking moon go in front of the fucking sun. Why? Why are we like this? Is it that crazy? Is it really that weird? Is it, oh, the moon's getting in front of the sun. Let's everybody go up, fucking look at it. Hey, put on these sunglasses. Wear this t-shirt I bought for $12 at Walmart in the checkout line so we can fucking look at the moon for 30 seconds. Anyway, that's my diatribe on the sun moon controversy. I don't, and oh, and then there's some, you know, there's a conspiracy theory that the eclipse is like a distraction from the real enemy, Joe Biden. I'm just going to leave that out there. Fucking dumb. And somebody's going to take out the fucking dumb and just leave that in. And they're going to edit together me calling myself Padre, me talking about Randy in Sao Paulo, and then me talking about fucking Joe Biden. And then I'm going to be canceled. I'm never going to be a fog whisperer talking about Joe Biden and fucking Randy Renal. And fucking God knows that fucking dick on YouTube. I need to stop. I'm going to stop. He might get mad at me. Not that I care. He blocks everybody. It might be for the best. Okay, that's it. I'm tired. Thanks, guys, for coming by. Hey, if there's something, if you want to be on the show like OT and I, man, we're like this now. I'm crossing my finger. We're like this now. If you want to be on the show also, we could have a three-way. We could just be three dudes just getting it. Talking together with our shirts off. I'm trying to fucking push a button. Take our shirts off. Oh, there we go. No, this is the right one. This is the right one. We'll be three guys with the shirts off. There we go. Woo! Okay, that's it for me. I'm done. Like this Celsius right here, I'm bathing in it. I'm ready to go. I'm going to go stream, I think. I think I'm going to stream. So if you're watching on Thursday, you will know I've just done a fucking stupid-ass stream or stupid-ass podcast and then talking about my shirt off and Joe Biden. We had some good topics, right? Joe Biden, the eclipse, Randy, I don't even know what else. But if you have something you want me to talk about, please, if you are overseas, send me something. Say something. Say something to me. Send me something on Twitch, on YouTube, on fucking Instagram, not Telegram, and not True Social, but all the other ones. Yes, let's do it. All right, guys, that is it. I will see you next time. Come follow me. Toxic Teacher TTV on most things. Also on YouTube, The Toxic Teacher. Thank you. I'm done. Get the fuck out of my face. God damn. He's so funny. Toxic teachers giving them something. He's here to play every single fucking day. Toxic teachers giving them something. Making money by being fucking funny. Toxic teachers giving them something. Teaching fools, taking them to school. Toxic teachers giving them something. Survivors, get out of the way. Keeping them softly. Go
occupy survivors. Better get to class.
Toxic's gonna kick that ass.
Toxic teachers killing them softly. He's here to play every single fucking day.
Toxic teachers killing them softly. Making money by being fucking funny.
Toxic teachers killing them softly. Teaching fools, taking them to school.
Toxic teachers killing them softly.
Toxic's gonna kick that ass.